Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 2nd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Ellen Ward reporting. Today, we have taken an important step forward towards advancing the progress of our Section 6 negotiations. We have coordinated with United to announce that we have agreed upon an expedited mediation process. This process will focus on a limited number of issues for a shorter, defined period of time. The expedited mediation process will begin no later than October 10, 2011, and conclude no later than January 6, 2012. The mediation schedule will be much more aggressive than compared to our current negotiations. We anticipate that the schedule will include regular sessions of 5 days or more. The time before the expedited mediation will be used to determine the issues we bring to the table and communicate those to you prior to beginning and prepare our negotiation strategy. The major issues brought to expedited mediation by AFA will be determined by the information you have provided through multiple surveys, extensive one-on-one discussions with your local council officers, feedback from roadshows and town hall meetings, and the direct input of your directly elected local leadership. These issues will remain consistent with the priorities you have continued to reaffirm as being important. Each side, AFA and management, will be provided the opportunity to bring a maximum of 12 major issues to these expedited mediation negotiations. Neither party has the opportunity to veto the other's issues. Entire sections of our contract cannot be considered an issue, however, a major issue can be a provision of the contract or subsection. All sections and provisions tentatively agreed to thus far will be considered in a part of any final tentative agreement. Any provisions or sections not previously agreed to, final tentative agreement, or not modified during expedited mediation will be considered book or current contract. The timing is right to pursue expedited mediation. The program we have agreed upon with management in the form of a protocol agreement has been reviewed and accepted by the National Mediation Board, the NMB. All three parties involved have committed the time and resources to this endeavor because of their belief that there is a high probability for successful conclusion to our Section 6 process by doing so. This process is modeled on a new program implemented by the NMB in June of this year, and AFA will be the first flight attendants to participate. This, combined with the decisive vote for AFA as the representative for United Flight Attendants, sets the stage for an opportunity to utilize the program at this time. By focusing on incremental improvements for flight attendants now, we address the immediate need expressed by our members for improvements sooner rather than later. We also set the platform for additional improvements in single contract negotiations to follow the successful resolution of our Section 6 process, wherein everyone benefits from fully realizing the benefits of United's merger. The NMB will provide assistance and oversight throughout this process, and we remain under the provisions of the Railway Labor Act and within the Section 6 process while in expedited mediation. If we are successful in conclusion of these negotiations resulting in a tentative agreement, this agreement will be presented to the United Flight Attendants for ratification. A few weeks ago, we reported in an AFA article on our website that beginning with the September 1st paycheck, United Airlines converted their antiquated payroll system to a new updated system. With this conversion, we are receiving reports of paycheck discrepancies. Please check your pay stub, which you may do either electronically on Skynet or your physical pay stub, to ensure your paycheck was correct. If not, please contact corporate payroll via 1-800-FLIGHTLINE. Also remember, with the new payroll system, you have a choice to receive your pay stub electronically or via the traditional paper method. If you would like to continue to receive a paper pay stub, you must contact bb-payroll-care-center@united.com via your corporate webmail account. Otherwise, after 60 days, you will have opted out of receiving the paper version, but will be able to access your pay stub electronically via Skynet. Last week, we experienced much in the way of Mother Nature's fury. On Tuesday of last week, Washington, D.C., New York, and the surrounding areas experienced an earthquake. This past weekend, the entire eastern seaboard of the United States felt the fury of Hurricane Irene. Soon, the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks will be upon us. It is in these times that we might need the help of AFA's Employee Assistance Program, EAP. From time to time, everyone experiences personal, family, or work-related problems. Sometimes these problems can overwhelm normal coping strategies. Support from a trained peer may prove helpful. AFA EAP aids members, their families, and partners and deal with concerns on and off the job. No one ever needs to be alone in finding solutions to their problems. AFA EAP is a confidential resource available to all AFA members, their families, and their partners. AFA EAP provides three distinct but interrelated services, including assessment, support, and resource referral, advancement of professional standards through conflict resolution, response to critical and traumatic events. The EAP is a benefit of your union dues. You pay nothing to speak with an EAP representative or member of the International EAP Department staff overseen by a 20-year veteran EAP and mental health licensed and certified professional. If you are referred to a mental health professional, your EAP rep will work with you to use your health plan benefits. The EAP rep will seek the most affordable solution to your specific situation. The AFA EAP offers a 24-hour helpline for your convenience. We also offer web-based resources by area of concern on the AFA EAP website. When you dial the AFA EAP 800 number, that's 800-424-2406, you are contacting the AFA EAP department within the AFA International Headquarters in Washington, D.C. This office is staffed by a licensed and certified mental health professional. They offer resources as well as referrals to your AFA EAP reps as they assist members individually and collectively. Note, for international locations, please use 202-434-0560. No problem is too small for AFA EAP. In fact, we encourage flight attendants and their immediate families to call when a concern first develops. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Usually, the sooner you share a problem, the sooner you begin to find a solution. And finally, whether you spend the weekend working with flying partners or barbecuing with friends and family, this weekend, remember to take a moment to acknowledge the meaningful celebration of Labor Day. We are truly America's working heroes. It is our unions that put the interests of working families first and foremost. Our job will never be completely done, but we spend every day, every hour, fighting to make the lives and work of flight attendants better. Together, we can accomplish amazing things, and we will. Happy Labor Day. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.